you know, it was a tragedy for the village, tragedy for the, you know, the owners of the building, and several multiple fire departments responded. We were able to use our mutual aid, and I know we were able to get one of the aerial ladder trucks. We're able to come and help so that the building would be able to be completely covered with water. Our historical society is right next door and wasn't damaged. They were able to save that building. So the library, public library, opened their doors kind of as a warming center. Erica McClavick, that owned all of the Happy Camper art studios, artwork and supplies, was able to bring some of her things that they were able to get out and put it in the library for safekeeping. McDonald's, Love, I mean, there were several places that brought hot coffee and sandwiches and, you know, just, we had many, many firefighters, many, many fire trucks. Our public works department was helpful. Our water department was helpful. You know, we just, it was all hands on deck, and everybody came, and it was quite a wonderful way to see the community rally around. But yes, it was a rough morning.